Good health to all from Rexall. Yes, it's Sunday. Time for the Phil Harris Alice Faye Show, presented by the makers of Rexall drug products and your Rexall family druggist.
Good evening. This is your Rexall family druggist taking a little time from behind the prescription counter this Sunday evening to speak for all 10,000 of us. The 10,000 independent druggists who have added the word Rexall to our own store names. You can always tell us by the orange and blue Rexall sign in our windows. The sign means that we carry the 2,000 or more drug products made by the Rexall Drug Company. They range all the way from aspirin to penicillin, and they're as fine and pure and dependable as science can make them. We independent druggists recommend them to our customers because we know you can depend on any drug product that bears the name Rexall.
Good health to all from Rexall. And now your Rexall family druggist brings you the Phil Harris Alice Faye Show, written by Ray Singer and Dick Chevrolet, with Elliot Lewis, Walter Tetley, Robert North, Walter Sharp and his music, and starring Alice Faye and Phil Harris. It's the day after Christmas, and the Harris family is gathered in the living room. Alice is watching the children play with their toys. William is checking over the gifts. And a puzzled Phil is examining the fireplace.
I still don't understand it. Frankie and the kids said they saw him standing right here. I didn't see him, and yet I...
Hey, kids! Are you sure you saw Santa Claus standing here?
Of course we did, Daddy. He was standing right where you are when he ate the cookies and drank the glass of milk Uncle Frankie left on the mantel.
Yeah. Yeah, the cookies and milk were gone.
Hey, Alice, did he ever return the glass?
Oh, Phil, stop trying to figure it out. You know, honey, I've been looking at all the toys the girls got. Why don't we pack some of them up and send them to children who didn't get as much?
Hey, Alan, that's a swell idea. Hey, kids.
Yes, Daddy?
Look, you girls got so many toys, we think you ought to take half of them and give them to other children. It'd make them very happy.
Gee, Daddy, giving our toys to other kids is a wonderful idea, and it would make them very happy, except for one thing.
What?
We ain't gonna do it.
Now, you stop talking like Uncle Frankie. We ain't gonna do it. What do you mean we ain't gonna do it?
Well, gee whiz, Daddy. We don't mind giving them away. But can't we play with them a little while? We just got them.
Well, that's not the right attitude. You gotta learn to share things. Now, you girls run along while we pack some of them.
Phil, maybe we ought to wait a little while.
No, we gotta teach them to be generous. Toys aren't that important. Let's start packing them. A kid has to learn to share every... Alice, don't touch my electric train!
Well, I was just packing them to some underprivileged father who didn't get a set for Christmas.
We weren't talking about giving father's toys away. Just the kids. We got to teach them that the true spirit of Christmas is to share. And that it's better to give than to receive. Don't you agree, Willie? Willie...
Hmm?
What are you figuring up there?
Well, as your business manager, I'm taking inventory of your Christmas presents. Philip, you manage very badly.
What do you mean?
Well, you spent $342.73 on presents outgoing, and on presents incoming, you only received gift valued at $325.22. In short, Yuletide has left you $17.51 in the red.
Well, heavens to Betsy, I'm ruined. Don't stand there, Willie. File me a petition in bankruptcy. Get going. Holla help. Do something.
Oh, Willie, there's a limit to being a bookkeeper. But does everything always have to balance?
Well, I just happen to be a firm believer in equitable exchange.
Yeah. You always have to get your money's worth. When Phyllis was born, you wanted us to have her appraised before we paid the doctor bill.
Philip, I'm proud of the fact I'm a practical man.
But look, Willie, what I'm trying to tell you is you can overdo it. Like the present you gave the kids for Christmas.
And what's wrong with a porcelain umbrella stand?
I think it's an excellent gift for a child.
Oh, yes, no kid should be without a porcelain umbrella stand. That's a must. You and your gifts. Hey, Willie, by the way, what did you give that girl you're going with now? I mean, you know, that dame that works with you at the bookkeeping department at Rexall.
I gave her a beautiful gift. A genuine green celluloid eye shade with cups to match.
Oh, that lucky girl. That's as close to getting to heaven as anything I know.
He gave me a very nice gift, too. And Rexall was quite generous with me, too. They gave me a large bottle of Russian leather. That's a man's cologne, you know. I have some on now. How do I smell, Philip?
Like a leathery Russian.
It's a wonderful odor. Very masculine.
Wait a minute. How come Willie got a present from Rexall and I didn't? Everybody on the show got something from Mr. Scott but me. Sorry I went to the expense of sending him a present. I should have spent that extra money on Frankie.
Well, I think you should have spent more money on Frankie. You didn't get him a very nice gift.
Well, it was something he could use.
What was it, Philip?
Well, he's always admired my wavy hair. So I sent him a bottle of my special blended wave set.
You ought to be ashamed of yourself, Phil. Sending your best friend a $2 gift.
Well, Frankie don't care about the cost. He's... Uh-oh. Coming! Frankie's grateful for anything I give him. He doesn't care how little I spend as long as I remember him. Oh, hiya, Frankie.
You cheapskate!
Frankie, what's the matter with you?
A $2 Christmas present.
Frankie. Shame on you. That's not the Christmas spirit. The important thing is that I gave you something. It's not the value of a gift. It's the thought behind it.
Just as easy to have an expensive thought as a cheap one.
That wave set ain't cheap. I get it for $2 a bottle only because I buy it in bulk. 2 tank cars at a time. Not only that, it has a wonderful odor. Did you smell the stuff?
Yeah.
Well, how'd you like it?
If I didn't have a strong heart, the pull motor squad never would have revived me.
Don't be so funny. I'll have you know that my hair preparation is made of some of the finest ingredients that money can buy. It contains imported lanolin with an Arabian coal tar base, the purest Italian olive oil, all of which is skillfully blended into an aromatic pomade.
Well, la-di-da!
Look, Remley, if you don't like the stuff, get rid of it. Pour it down the drain.
I did.
All right. Now, just forget about it.
Had to call a plumber to get the wave out of the pipes.
Look, Remley, forget it.
My block has the only zigzag sewer in town.
I'm glad I got some decent presents from other people. I got a swell gift for my girlfriend. Nice present from Mr. Scott of Rexall. And a few...
Oh, you got nice presents for...
Rexall?
Mm-hmm.
You got something from Rexall, too?
Well, yeah. He sent me a magnum of Russian leather. I tried some. You know, it's wonderful stuff.
Oh, you like it, huh?
Much better than vodka.
Frankie, you drank it?
What do you expect me to do with it?
Well, some people rub it on themselves.
What a sneaky way to take a drink.
Look, let's start all over again. Do you mind? What I'm trying to say is I can't understand why Rexall sent you a present.
Well, why not? They realize how important I am to their program. The more important you are, the bigger the present.
What'd you get, Curly? Nothing.
That figures.
Phil, Phil, I just thought of something and I want... Oh, hello, Frank.
Hi, Alan.
Hey, honey. Hey, Frankie got a present from Rexall, too. Look, are you sure that they didn't send us anything?
Well, look, that's what I started to say. You see, they sent the children's toys, and I vaguely remember there was another box with it. I hid the girls' toys, and I must have put the other box someplace, too.
Well, then don't stand there. Let's start looking for it. Alice, you look in the closets downstairs, and Frankie and I look upstairs.
Now, you see, Waldo, I got a present from Rexall, too.
All right. So you got a present from him, too. Probably something they were overstocked in.
All right. Don't be jealous, Remley. Be nice to your fellow man. Because if you don't, when you get up to them pearly gates, there's going to be a reckoning.
I hear them angels calling loud.
Deep in the middle of the road.
They're waiting there in the great big crowd.
Deep in the middle of the road.
I see them standing around the big white gate. We just travel along before we get too late.
For it ain't no use for to sit down and wait.
Deep in the middle of the road.
Then chillin' deep in the middle of the road.
Then chillin' deep in the middle of the road. Don't look to the right, don't look to the left,
but deep in the middle of the road. Look at that guy coming down the road. Yeah, man, he's sure in a hurry. Hi, Bert, what's all the rush? Why are you in such a hurry?
I ain't got no time for to stop and talk, cause the roads are rough and it's hard to walk. And I ain't returning to my abode, cause the coast is tough in the middle of the road.
Why not try the sidewalk?
I ain't deviating, son, cause I'm on the beam.
Chillin' deep in the middle of the road.
Then chillin' deep in the middle of the road. Don't look to the right, don't look to the left,
but deep in the middle of the road.
This world is full of sinful things.
Deep in the middle of the road.
When the feet get tired, put on the wings.
Deep in the middle of the road.
Then if you lay down on the road to die, and you watch them angels in the sky,
and you put on wings and get up and fly.
Deep in the middle of the road.
Then chillin' deep in the middle of the road.
Yes, chillin' deep in the middle of the road. Don't look to the right, don't look to the left,
but keep in the middle of the road.
I fix my eye on the golden stand. I keep on going till I get there. With my head, I'm bound to crown the web. I keep in the middle of the road.
Every crown's a 14 carat.
Man, it glitters when you wear it.
Let's get going, this ain't no ride.
Well, fall in line and match my stride.
Chillin' deep in the middle of the road.
Yes, chillin' deep in the middle of the road. Don't look to the right, don't look to the left.
What's deep in the middle of the middle of the middle of the road?
Don't flip like a fair fly, straight as an arrow.
And deep in the middle of the road.
There. It's all past, Alice. Gee, Phyllis, I'm glad we're giving one of our toys away to somebody else. Doesn't it make you feel good?
No.
But Mommy and Daddy want us to do it. It won't hurt to make the old folks happy. Maybe we should give more than one toy away. Maybe we should...
Hold it! Let's not go overboard, Myrtle.
We're making enough of a sacrifice just giving this gift away.
Yeah, it breaks my little heart to part with this porcelain umbrella stand.
Where does Uncle Willie dig up these corny presents?
The package looks nice with this blue ribbon on it. I'll just stand on this chair and put it up in Mom's closet.
Yeah, now come on. Let's go outside and play with our toys before Daddy breaks them up.
Well, we got to keep looking, that's all. I didn't find no package in the hall closet. Did you find anything in the guest room, Remley?
No, there's nothing in there except an old couple.
A couple?
Mm-hmm.
That's just two dummies. We put them in the bed to discourage mooching relatives.
That's a scare her for him, an old couple. Can't reach them.
Sure. Well, we looked all over the house and no package from Rexall.
Yes, they just didn't send you anything.
Frankie, how can you be so petty and apprehensible? Hey, wait a minute. I haven't looked in Alice's closet yet. Come on.
Huh?
Well, look, if Alice put it away, that would be the most likely place. Oh, man, I hope it's in here. Hey,
there it is. There it is. I knew they wouldn't forget me. Look up there, Remy. Look at it. And all tied up in a pretty blue ribbon.
Mm.
My present came in a much bigger box. Come on.
Come on, help me. I'll hand it down to you.
Okay. If this present costs more than mine, I'll kill myself.
Here you are, Frankie. Come on, come on. Now, handle it carefully. It might be breakable.
Please, Curly, I know how to handle a package. Just give it to me. All right, I got it. Let go. Whoop!
Oh, Remley, you dropped it.
Well, butterfingered old me.
Listen to me, Frankie. You did that on purpose.
Curly, your unwarranted accusation cuts me to the quick.
Yeah. Oh, Remley.
Now I'll have to go through life with a cut quick. What's in here?
Well, whatever it is, you smashed it to pieces. When Alice finds out about this, you're going to be in
trouble. Alice, tell us what happened. I heard a... Oh, Phil, you found the present.
Oh,
I'm so anxious to see what it is. Don't stand there, Phil. Open it.
Oh, no, we can't do that, honey.
Well, why not?
Well, it says don't open until Christmas. We have 364 days to wait.
Give me that box. I'll open it.
But, honey...
I can't wait to see what's in it.
Oh, just what we needed, tissue paper. Oh, what a lovely gift. You go down and write him a thank you letter, honey, and I'll...
Oh, stop it. I haven't gotten to the present yet. I'll just reach in and get... Ouch! Ooh, there's something sharp in there.
Oh, you better let me take it out for you. I just turn the box over and dump... There's your present from Rexall, Alice.
What is it?
Well, honey, it's what we've always wanted, a genuine Dresden jigsaw puzzle.
A jigsaw puzzle?
That's what it is now. I wonder what it was before you dropped it, Curly.
I didn't drop it. You did.
Oh, so that's what the crash was. Oh, Frankie, how can you be so stupid?
Hereditary. Born that way.
I was not. But years of study and self-denial.
Oh, you two dead-end kids cause more trouble. Mr. Scott sent us a present, and you two go and break it before we even know what it is.
What are you getting excited about? It's probably something very cheap.
No, no. Mr. Scott wouldn't send us anything cheap. It must have been an expensive vase or figurine or maybe even a Chinese urn.
Hey, Curly, what's a Chinese urn?
Beg pardon?
I said, what's a Chinese urn?
Well, that depends on how long he works. Hey, wait till I tell that one to Jackson. He'll move back to NBC.
Oh, he'll love it.
Yeah.
How'd you like it, Alice?
Thank you, Pick and Pat. Stop trying to get out of this, Phil. We're in trouble. I invited the Scots to dinner Wednesday night. They'll expect to see their gift.
Now, be calm, Alice. It's a very simple solution. All you got to do is replace it. Just go out and buy another one.
Another what? We don't even know what it is.
Tell them you want something that when you break it, it looks like a Dresden jigsaw puzzle. Hey, Curly, what would you do without my brain?
The same thing you're doing without it. Act like a moron. Always get me into trouble. Always have to listen to you. Always in trouble. A few weeks ago, I had a steer cut up, and you hooked me $120 for a frozen food locker when I could go anywhere in America and rent one for $20 a year or less. In fact, I could have that steer killed, processed, and stored in most locker plants for less than 8 cents per pound.
What brought that on? What made you say that?
What?
What made you say that?
The National Frozen Food Locker Association.
Well, never mind that. We have to find out what Mr. Scott sent us so we can replace it.
Yeah, but how are we going to find out? Clyde Scott's the only one who knows what he sent. Hey.
Huh?
I know.
What?
I'll call him and thank him for his gift, and then I'll keep fishing around until I found out what he sent us.
All right, Bill, but be subtle. Don't let him know that we don't know what he sent us.
Now leave it on me.
Florence, are you sure Phil Harris didn't call?
I'm positive, Clyde.
That ingrate. I send him an expensive Christmas present, and he doesn't have the decency to call and thank me. I knew we should have hired Ozzie and Harriet for our program.
Well, he probably just didn't get around to calling yet. Besides, dear, you didn't call to thank him for the present he sent you.
I should thank him for that. Fine present. A picture of himself. Of all the egotistical, conceited, self-centered...
Now, control yourself, Clyde. I think his picture's rather cute. He's very attractive with his broad smile and gleaming white teeth.
Attractive. It looks like sunrise over a picket fence. If you like his picture so much, why did you take it off the piano?
I had to. The waves in his hair were making me seasick.
And his face wasn't doing me any good either.
Maybe they didn't like the gifts you sent them.
Well, how could they help liking them? I sent Mrs. Harris a dozen pairs of the sheerest nylons, and I bought him an expensive shaving kit in a pigskin case. It's the most beautiful shaving kit I ever saw. And you think I'll get it. Hello?
Good health to all from a rectal. Hey, I bet you'll never guess who this is, Mr. Scott. Go on. See if you can guess.
Oh, for heaven's sake.
Who is it, dear?
Old Corn Pone. Wants me to play guessing games with him.
Come on. What's the matter, Mr. Scott? Can't you guess? Come on, try. Who am I?
Hildegard?
Oh, Scotty, you're a clip. It's not Hildegard, but you're close. This is the incomparable Phil Harris.
My, what a surprise.
Say, how'd you like the present I sent you, Mr. Scott?
I think it... No, they'd take my phone out if I told him. It's a very unusual gift.
Yeah, ain't it, Scotty? But it's nowhere near as unusual as the gift you sent me. That's such a beautiful, gorgeous, what do you call it again?
Christmas present.
Yeah. Hey, where'd you get it, Mr. Scott? I want to buy another one just like it.
What do you want two of them for?
Oh, well, you see, it's not for me. I want one for Alice. It's something she can really use.
Yes. Excuse me a minute, Harris.
What's wrong, dear?
Harris wants a shaving kit for his wife. I guess so. You never know. Makeup covers a lot of things. Mr. Harris, if your wife really needs one, you can buy it at any Rector store. Goodbye.
But Mr. Scott. Look, Mr. Scott, Oh, nuts, he hung up. How am I going to find out what it is?
Well, didn't he give you any kind of a hint?
No, all I know is you can buy it in any Rexall drugstore.
Look, fellas, the only way we can find out what this is to glue the pieces together. And as soon as we know, we can get a duplicate.
Glue all these tiny pieces together?
Mm-hmm.
Well, it'll take a long time.
Well, I don't care how long it takes. You fellas broke it, and you'll have to glue it together. You'll find the glue in the kitchen, so get started. Go on.
All right. Hey, Frankie.
Hmm?
You think it'll take all night to glue this thing together?
I don't know. Call me in the morning. Let me know how long...
Wait a minute! Stay right here. You're going to help me. Now, come on. Let's get going. Let's get that glue pot.
Hey, Curly, it's almost midnight. We've been at this thing for 4 hours. What a messy job. Glue all over everything.
Yeah, but we're doing all right, Franklin. Hey, we got this thing almost finished.
Yeah?
You know, it's starting to look like it might be a vase or something.
Well, how much longer do we have to hold this thing together? My arms are getting tired.
Well, look at the glue.
Hmm?
It looks hard now. Go ahead, you can let go of your side.
Oh, thank goodness. I'm... Curly, I can't get my hands loose. I'm stuck to it.
The guy gets himself stuck to a vase.
Oh, Remley, when it comes to being a jerk, you're the champ.
All right, stop laughing. Let go of your side and help me.
Okay, I...
Would the new champ like to say something into the microphone?
Frankie, I can't budge my hands. And hey, look.
Mm-hmm.
The vase is glued to the table, too.
I heard of people being stuck on their Christmas presents, but this is ridiculous. Come on, let's pull hard. Maybe we can get loose.
No, 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 Frankie. You might break the vase. Don't do it.
Don't do it?
No.
What do you want me to do? Go through life sitting at a table with a vase in my hand?
Would you just be calm now, Remley? I'll think of some way of getting our hands loose. Just sit quietly and let me think.
Bill, I was just upstairs to see if the children recovered, and look what I found under their bed. It's our present from Rexall.
Honey, please don't bother me now. You found our present from Rexall? Well, if that's the present from Rexall, what's this thing Frankie and me have been working on half of the night?
Let me see. Oh, Bill. Bill, don't you recognize that? That's the porcelain umbrella stand that William gave the children.
Porcelain umbrella stand?
Oh, no. Well, boys, now that you know what it is, you can stop working on it. I'm going to sleep, Phil. You'd better go to bed, too. Good night, Frankie.
Good night.
Well, porcelain umbrella stand.
Well, Remley, you better go home. I'm going to bed.
Not without me, you aren't. How are you? You've forgotten we're both glued to this thing?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Well, we'll just have to sleep five in a bed.
Five?
Yeah, you, me, the umbrella stand, and that old couple.
Alice and Phil will be back in just a moment. Right now, here's a conversation that could have taken place in almost any home today.
You know, Mary, with all the tummy aches and headaches the family's apt to get during the holidays, I'm glad I've got some good, reliable drug products in the medicine cabinet.
Gee, Nancy, how do you decide which brand to buy?
That's easy. I use Rexall.
Why?
Well, our family druggist first recommended Rexall, and I asked him the same thing. He told me...
Ma'am, we'd be here till closing time if I tried to tell you all the reasons, but here's just one. Every one of the 2,000 or more drug products made by the Rexall Drug Company undergoes 5 basic quality checks before and during their manufacture. And during some of these 5 basic checks, as many as 10 separate tests are made. And this goes on and on from the time the raw material is received until the final product is packaged, labeled, and sent to our stores. That's one reason why we independent Rexall druggists tell you you can depend on any drug product that bears the name Rexall.
Say, where do I find these products?
Only at Rexall drugstores. Just look for the orange and blue Rexall sign in the window.
Good health to all from Rexall.
This is Phil again. Folks, the Rexall Drug Company, Alice and I, hope that the coming year will be a most happy and joyous one for all of you. We want you to know that you've certainly made our past year a happy one by your loyal listening to our program. We hope you'll continue to be with us each Sunday in the new year at the same time and on the same station. Happy New Year, everybody.
Happy New Year, everyone.
Thank you. Good night.
This program was produced and directed by Paul Phillips. Included in today's cast were Janine Ruth, Ann Whitfield, Lois Corbett, and Gail Gordon. The part of Frankie Remley was played by Elliot Lewis. Alice Faye is here through the courtesy of 20th Century Fox. This is Bill Foreman wishing good health to all from Rexall.
This is NBC, the national broadcasting company.